Many proposals in Washington right now could mean multi-billion dollar budget gaps for New York State. Everything from cuts President Trump wants to make to federal spending to changes to the U.S. tax code could have an impact. With the state's budget due at the end of this week, Governor Andrew Cuomo and legislative leaders think that at the very least, they may have to come back later in the year to revise the spending plan. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
With just days to go before the budget deadline, Governor Cuomo for the first time hinted that the spending plan might not be completed on time because of all the uncertainty over federal funding from Washington.
I will be talking to the leaders about it because if you don't know the immediate financial future, it is very hard to do an intelligent budget.
A spokesman for the governor clarified that Cuomo is still committed to completing the budget on time, even if there are some big uncertainties about federal funding. Cuomo says there could be cuts to housing programs and energy assistance for the poor. And the governor warns that it won't only be the state budget that could suffer. He says New Yorkers could be hard hit by a proposal to end federal deductions for state and local taxes. Since New York has among the highest taxes in the nation, residents would have to essentially pay a federal tax on money already taxed by state and local governments, as well as school districts.
This would actually be a dramatic increase, and in effect, probably the largest single tax increase in the state's history.
Despite the deep federal cuts that could be coming in the next couple of years, the governor is not yet ready to sign on to a plan by Assembly Democrats. It would expand an existing tax on millionaires to add three more higher tax brackets. The governor does support extending the existing income tax surcharge on millionaires when it expires later this year. He doesn't count that as a new tax, though. But he says even the Assembly Democrats' tax the rich plan would not yield enough money to make up for all of the anticipated cuts. He says new taxes would have to be imposed on middle-class taxpayers as well, with an average hike of 10%, something he views as unacceptable.
It would be such a large number that you'd probably have to raise taxes on everybody, and I'm not doing it.
Cuomo was seeking new powers in the budget to make decisions in the spending plan unilaterally if things change later in the year. But legislative leaders for both major parties have rejected that idea. Senate Republican Majority Leader John Flanagan believes lawmakers will likely be back later in the year to revise the spending plan, something he says is not unprecedented in times of deep need.
When September 11th transpired, we were called back into action working with the federal government. So obviously you never want to see something like that happen. But if there are, huge events that happen at the federal level that require us to come back into session, I'm very confident that the governor would not only call us back, but that we would come back, both the Assembly and the Senate.
Lawmakers in 2001 did not decide on a final budget until October that year. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie has said for weeks now that he and his Democratic members are ready to return if needed to fix any budget holes that might occur.
It's like running your house. If you don't have enough income coming in, you may have to start to cut back on some of the things that are important.
In the meantime, Speaker Hastie, Senator Flanagan, and Governor Cuomo are engaged in private meetings to try to decide on a new spending plan based on the numbers that they now have. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.